Hope you've been enjoying your morning so far, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. My name is Isabel Berube, and today is the first in a series of features on the winners of the 56th annual Huntsville Young Writers Contest. Last spring, student creatives from across the Huntsville-Madison County area submitted their poems for adjudication. Here are the winners reading their original work, starting with the lower elementary poet Inaya Sahel and her poem, My Wonderful Parents.
The title of my poem is My Wonderful Parents. My parents are oh so sweet. I am lucky. What a treat. They are my shining light. They're the reason I have might. They hurry to make me feel better for any hurt or bruise. They also help me get through my morning blues. My dad cheers me up. He makes me smile. No matter what, to make me happy, he'll go an extra mile. As for my mom, with love so pure, her gentle care makes me feel secure. They have taught me to always be true and honest, and that anything I do, I should give it my best. When I'm scared or sad, they hug me so tight. They also tuck me in bed every night.
Inaya is a rising second grader at Midtown Elementary in Madison. She loves reading, arts and crafts, and baking cookie cakes for her three brothers. Next is the upper elementary winner, Zaina Kilidar, with the poem, Dare to be Visible.
Dare to be visible. Invisibility can be my own superpower, the ability to disappear though it seems like a cower. It can be good when I want it to be. Away from the awkwardness, you cannot find me. It can be bad when I want to be heard. Be loud, some say, but I am not the brightest bird. A dull bird, my wings can't fly. What's the first step if I can't soar high? Yet I learned to adapt, to finally fit in right. I can fly amongst the rest of the kites. I fix my wing with help from here and there. I have an idea, but do I dare? Yes, I do. I am I, my own self, and it's how I fly. With a pinch of help, a drop of dreams, a sprinkle of trust, and a whole lot of me.
Finally, we have the senior poetry winner, Laurel Howard, a rising junior at Grissom High School. Winners of the senior category receive a $200 cash prize. This is Laurel's poem, I'm Not Sad Anymore.
This was written about a particularly difficult marching band rehearsal night. Someone I really care about told me after rehearsal that he was quitting band. But this isn't about him, it's about the person who stayed, and about my gratitude to him. I would like to say I held it all together, but that night was just too long and cold, and tears fell on the field, and I froze and stared ahead, and your eyes fell on my broken form, still stagnant. And you must have felt so, so old, with a tired girl sobbing maybe 13 yards away, and a thrumming in your skull as you searched your wild depths for anything to say. And what you found, I can't remember, because even though I'm not as tired as I imagine you, after that night, I started feeling older too. I sort of had to wonder, and I wonder even now, what it must have been, what it must be like being you, the one who stops to talk, the one who stays behind and wastes their precious time with awkward conversations and starts and stops and looks back and forth and lingering nearby, wanting to help, not interrupting, inching closer and closer, and I almost laughed at you, trying to project comfort, hovering, because we never hugged back then, and I sent others away, sent them on, because even in tears, I had too much left to do. And how much of anyone's time could I cost? And you were the only one left. And your little smiles and your 2 feet planted down had so much intention, so much decision, that they were more important than anything I just lost. You offered me your 2 invalid cents. You thought your wisdom was pathetic, but I thought you were braver than most just for trying. And you told me it wasn't my fault, that he was leaving carelessly and I was still out here in the field crying. And when you smiled at me, it was a voluntary, decisive action, and it made me want to choose to smile back. We stayed like that for so, so long. It hurt, but it was happy. You staying there and fixing things by sheer force of will. It never feels that way with anyone, since no one else in high school quite excels at being still. I'm sure I'm not your best friend, but I am the one who dreamed of things you said to me and woke up laughing and wanting to help somebody. I hope you know that's what happens to people when you stay.
Laurel is a French horn section leader at Grissom and plans on going into zookeeping when they get older. All of the speakers today won first place in their respective categories. And if you're interested in listening to their poems again, you can find them on WLRH.org underneath the podcasts tab. We hope you'll join us next week on Sundial as we listen in to the prose winners here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.